Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to the infrastructure bill, the bill that won't die. It has fur and hair all over it. We'll probably get through. Which one am I talking about? Let's talk about the update on the infrastructure bills. Chuck Schumer announced yesterday that the stalled infrastructure bill is going to proceed. It had been stalled on textual issues. Apparently, this is very strange. They put in a dummy bill that they're talking about it in the abstract. This bill is about 2,700 pages long. This is the so-called hard infrastructure. This is the one that's going to add roughly $550 billion to repair our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and put in broadband around the country. And the whole thing is about $1 trillion over time. And they're going to allocate some COVID money that hasn't been spent already. And you know what that sad COVID money is? That's money was going to go to the states for the unemployment comp subsidy of $300 a week from the federal government. And more than 20 Republican governors have vetoed it, won't permit it. And in Wisconsin, Voss put in legislation to prohibit it, won't permit it. Fortunately, Evers vetoed that bill, so it'll come to Wisconsin, but that's a lot of money, and that's going to go towards the hard infrastructure being paid for by people who are out of work in Republican states is essentially what it is. And remember, it's over at least 10 years. So, you know, $550 billion of new money, another 500 or so billion from that COVID money, $1 trillion. It's about 100 billion a year, and half it's already paid for from another allocation. So it's about 50 billion a year. And people are nickel and diming over that to repair our roads, bridges, airports, water systems, and put in broadband. Are you kidding me? Let me do a deeper dive on where we are and what I think is going to happen. So Schumer keeps clucking like Pollyanna. Okay, well, now I think we got it, and so on. I'll tell you what, we have some problems on our own side. Kyrsten Sinema, always had seemed to be a follower of Manchin. Kyrsten Sinema said she will not delay her August vacation plans to vote on the infrastructure. How bad is that? I mean, how bad is that? She's going on vacation somewhere. I don't care where she's going on vacation. If there's a vote, you fly back. You fly back to Washington, D.C. And if you're in some remote area, you lease a plane and do it out of your campaign account, all right? Or out of the Democratic Senate campaign account. And you vote, see? You vote. She's saying that to rattle the cage on the other, what I will call soft infrastructure bill, the $3.5 trillion for things like medical care, tuition, child care, and climate change, which is very important too. But she's going to vote with her feet. Since we only have 50 votes, if she doesn't vote for something, we only have 49 votes. Kamala Harris doesn't step in, there's no tie. It'd be 50 Republicans against 49 Democrats. She can, by saying I'm going on vacation, screw it all up just on her own. I'm thinking that she's probably talking about the soft infrastructure bill. She wasn't clear. Schumer may call everybody back for the hard infrastructure bill too. So is she going to say, okay, Arizona's not going to get its roads and bridges redone like everybody else? Are you kidding me? All right, here's the real deal. There is this, we'll call it a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's slightly more than that. And there's some indications that it actually may go through this time. And I'll tell you why. Remember, Moscow Mitch has said he'll filibuster it. That means we need 10 Republicans to break this filibuster. We need 50 Democrats. We need Sinema and Manchin to go along with it. I think they will go along with that because at some point, if they don't go along with hard infrastructure, throw them out of the party, okay? Period. But we still need 10 Republicans. 17 of them signed on, so that looked good, right? There have been a series of procedural votes, and now 16 of them have stayed strong. So right now, it should be 66 to 34. That's plenty, plenty to bust the filibuster and get it done. Now, out of the weeds comes the squad, the progressives, who say they won't vote for the hard infrastructure unless at the same time the soft infrastructure of $3.5 trillion is also passed, and both of them are sent to Joe Biden for signature. The problem with that is, here's the problem with that, not a single Republican has signed on to vote for the so-called soft infrastructure, the $3.5 trillion for medical care, child care, climate change, tuition, that kind of thing. We need all 50 Democrats, which includes two independents who vote Democratic. Why do we need only 50 for that, but we needed 60 for the other? Because this one we're going to do on budget reconciliation. Not going to get into the history of that. I've done it before. Went back to a ruling back in the 1970s that basically said on things affecting the budget, you can't filibuster it. And that's been very good, because the Republicans would have shut this government down more than they did. And they already did shut it down a number of times. Really hurt us. But anyway, AOC came out of the weeds and she goes, well, there are more than enough progressive votes to prevent the hard infrastructure bill from passing without a budget reconciliation bill on soft infrastructure. Now, she may be woofing, and I'll tell you why. We have something like an 8-seat majority. If we hold virtually all except the squad, what the squad has done in the past to sort of show some chops, they'll get together and they'll say, okay, we'll give you enough votes from us so it passes by one vote, but four or five of us will express our displeasure by voting against it, but we will give you a couple. I think that's what they're going to do now. They would be absolutely flat out nuts to block in the Democratic Party the hard infrastructure bill. All the trades, all the union people, carpenters, masons, everybody else, sheet metal workers, you know, large machinery operators, all the rest of these people wouldn't have good union jobs, millions of good union jobs around the country, rebuilding our infrastructure if they did that. I don't think they will do that. It's also possible if they do that, there are enough moderate votes in the Republican Party in the House to give Pelosi a handful to get it through. I don't know. Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney are both very conservative on everything other than adhering to the Constitution and fighting Trump and lying about the stolen election. So there's a lot going on. It's like a bad opera. It really is. It's like some kind of a carnival thing. But bottom line, just to keep, if you're keeping track, and you should keep track because it affects our country, it affects millions of good paying union jobs, and it really affects, I think, the future of the country. You got to rebuild your infrastructure. I mean, it deteriorates, it depreciates over time. You got to rebuild it. You got to rebuild it. You got to have broadband in rural America, or you are not going to have a modern rural America, period. And small businesses that operate there. So what is happening is that there are signs that the Republicans will let it get through the Senate, which is very good. 16 of them are still there. And here is, if you think Moscow Mitch is sneaky, listen to this. He is one sneaky son of a gun. He's going to filibuster it. It's bad news. But there was a procedural vote where some right-wing nut in the Republican Party tried to stop it in his tracks midway. And Moscow Mitch himself voted on the other side to push it forward. So Moscow Mitch is playing his sneaky games. What he's going to do is he is behind the scenes letting it go forward, because he did vote on that procedural enablement to go forward. But then when he goes back to Kentucky, for some reason, he thinks it's in his interest to say he opposed it. He'll say, oh, I voted against it. I voted against it. And the guys in the bars and the hoots and the hollers are going to go, okay, Moscow Mitch watched our tax dollars. Are you kidding me? This money is going to come into Kentucky and build their bridges, rebuild their roads, their airports, their water systems, put in broadband. And then Moscow Mitch will boast about it and campaign on it. Do you know that some of the most right-wing Republicans in Alabama and elsewhere, when they all voted against COVID relief, remember that COVID relief, and we rammed it through, couple of trillion dollars. They were going through Alabama and Mississippi telling teachers and telling healthcare workers and everything, this is a great thing, and we're getting a lot of money. And they voted against it. And people would say, hey, you voted against it. And they'd say, yeah, well, so what? It's coming to you anyway. No harm, no foul. You know, do people still keep falling for this stuff? Do voters fall for this stuff? Apparently they do in some areas of the country. So bottom line on this infrastructure bill, which is really two bills, it's right at a precarious time, but there are very strong signs with Moscow Mitch enabling it to go forward, and 16 of the original 17 Republican senators who said they'd support it continue to do it. Moscow Mitch will go through a ceremonial filibuster. If 16 Republicans join 50 Democrats and Sinema doesn't go on vacation, in which case they'll join 49 Democrats, and then they'll have 60-some-odd people, well over the 60, it will pass if the House then goes along. The House has to pass the same bill, and the House is moaning and groaning, and the squad is going, we're not passing anything like that unless the $3.5 trillion goes forward. Well, no Republican in the Senate is going to do it, so it's going to have to be budget reconciliation, and if the squad isn't going to vote for any of this, nothing's going to go through. I think if the squad does that, they're toast. I'm tired of them attacking Democrats, quite frankly. Occasionally they do something good, but more often than not, they don't. But in any event, this one is right very precarious. They may be doing it as a tactic, to jam everybody. I don't know if it's going to succeed. Maybe Pelosi can get enough Republicans to come along. Who knows? But, you know, there's a master magician act going on right now. And fortunately, the master of them all is Joe Biden. Joe Biden in the Senate since 1972, then vice president. And then he became president. This guy knows everything. He really does. He will have those people in. He'll twist some arms. There'll be screams from the White House. And they'll go. He'll be giving them a good spanking. They'll go away. I think it's going to come through, the hard infrastructure. The other one, not only is Sinema saying she's going on vacation, Manchin looks into the camera and says, I can't guarantee to anyone that the soft infrastructure will go through. I don't trust him or Sinema. Stay tuned. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-7789. A lot more back after the break.